that Procter & Gamble brings you the Red Skelton Show, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Susan Ellers, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Yes, it's the Red Skelton Show, brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash.
Tide's in, dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
And now from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer comes the star of our program, Red Skelton.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, fat boy, but Skelton ain't here.
Well, Kramkadiddlehopper, where's Skelton?
Well, he went out scalping with Jack Cummings.
What about the program? Who's going to give our show that zip that it needs?
Well, here I am. I'd like to get you on a slower boat to China.
Please, Clem, let's not sing. What's the matter?
My tonsils are riding piggyback all day.
Let's not sing, Clem. We have the Four Knights to handle that part of the show.
Well, I'm glad you stopped me because I was getting a little sick there myself.
And besides, the words are, I'd like to get you on a slow boat to China, not slower boat to China.
Yeah, it's a love song, ain't it?
Yeah.
You sing it to a beautiful girl?
Right.
Well, knowing me, I'm going to need a much slower boat. Thank you, sir. I'd like to thank my relatives who gathered here to applaud tonight.
Pull tricks like this when he knows that we're on the air.
Well, he's got the shop. This is the U-tide. Y-O-U-T-I-D-E tide. Sure, that let him know I'm commercial-like, you know. Huh? Now, he's doing any shopping early, and I know what he's getting you.
You do?
Yep.
What?
Well, close your eyes.
Okay.
What do you see?
Nothing.
That's it. Gets me. Every year he gives me something. This is what he gave me last year. Of course, I'm getting a little tired of it, you know.
What do you mean you're tired of it? You haven't even unwrapped it yet.
You're supposed to unwrap it?
Well, of course you dope. The present's inside that fancy wrap box.
Well, how long has this been going on?
Open it up.
Well, what a surprise. No wonder Christmas never meant anything to me. Oh, now he shouldn't have done it. Imagine monogram toothpicks. How did he know my size?
You know, Clem, you're about the most stupid person I've ever met.
Oh, I can't be too stupid. Mortimer Snerd calls me Professor. Shall we get into the script I have prepared?
You prepared a script? But, Clem, to appear on the radio, you must have talent and experience.
Oh, I've had experience. Now, in my class of 46 while I was in school...
Are you a college man?
No, I slept in this suit. I was reading the script in the hall and dozed off. I was just saying...
Yes?
Boy, the laughs are coming by carrier pigeon. At 46, I was star of our fourth grade presentation of Ivan the Terrible.
You were Ivan?
No, I was terrible. Here, now, you introduce me. We'll throw a fast joke at him right here. You know, jokes like this can make people start making their own soap. You know that.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, MGM's grand moron, the star of our Procter & Gamble show, Clem Kadiddlehopper.
Thank you and good evening. Well, Rod, 25 years ago, a funny thing happened to my mother on the way to the hospital.
What?
Hmm?
I say, what happened on the way to the hospital?
Me. I'm too fast for you. Just let me know.
Dave, you better play.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap now.
Are you just talking to women who use soap? What about all of us who use the new sudsing discoveries?
Lady, we're talking to you and every woman who isn't using Tide. Because Procter & Gamble's Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. Yes, Tide leaves clothes free from dirt plus. Because Tide also removes dingy soap film. Yet with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens soap dull colors, makes gay checks and plaids really come to life. And in hardest water, Tide gets white towels, sheets, and curtains dazzling. Whiter than any other wash day product known. Tide keeps them white, too, week after week. Never turns them yellow. So try Tide next wash day. Let your own wash line show you. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here are the four knights who will sing a spiritual Little David Play on Your Harp.
Little David, play right on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play right on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play right on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play right on your harp. Hallelujah. Now little David was a shepherd boy. Little David, play right on your harp. Hallelujah. Well, he killed Goliath and shouted for joy. Little David, play right on your harp. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David, play right on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. David, play around your harp. Hallelujah.
Just wait till I get on the mountaintop. I'm gonna make my wings go.
Go what?
Go flippity flop.
Little David, play around your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play around your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play around your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play around your harp. Hallelujah.
Now little David was also the son of Nun.
Little David, play around your harp. Hallelujah.
Well, he never stopped his work till his work was done.
Little David, play around your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. David, play around your harp. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, little David, play right on your harp. Hallelujah.
I told you once, I told you twice. There are sinners in hell for.
You better tell Red what they're down here for.
For shooting them crooked dice.
Little David, play right on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play right on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. David, play right on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play right on your harp. Hallelujah.
Procter & Gamble present The Skelton Television Players.
Tonight's Western Saga stars Deadeye, the cowboy who's always getting in trouble trying to impress strangers.
There must be an easier way of getting off a horse.
Well, now that we're in town, what'll we do, Deadeye?
Well, let's go over to Vulture Kate's saloon and have a dry martini. My tonsils are wet.
Okay.
Howdy, Kate.
Deadeye, my lover boy.
Well, let's not get sickening about
this. What you gonna have?
Oh, just give me two fingers of something strong. You sure got fat fingers, gal.
Yeah.
Hey, did I?
Yeah?
Take a gander at the gal sitting over there.
What gal?
Did I? Act like a gentleman.
What do you mean, act? Why, with the lady folks, I'm a gentleman from the word no. You must be a city gal. Hey, piano player, play something romantic. No, no, not that one. Play my favorite. That's the one. Oh, the
slow boat to China.
Howdy, man. Allow me to produce myself. I'm Deadeye.
Deadeye?
Yeah, Deadeye. The roughest, toughest hombre this side of Errol Flynn.
That ain't what it says, but it's better than what's written.
I'm the terror of the prairie. I ain't afraid of man nor beast. Hey, lady, get under the table. I'll finish telling you about myself.
Well, you don't look rough and tough.
Oh, I am.
I'll bet underneath that exterior there beats a heart of gold.
No, ma'am, that's my Ingersoll watch you hear. I swallowed it when I was a baby. Hey, Kate, two drinks.
Oh, did I love her, boy. Can't you see when you do things like this? You make my heart as heavy as a basket of hog livers. How can you flirt with another girl after all we meant to each other?
Oh, it ain't as hard as you think. I'll go fetch them drinks. What you here for, ma'am?
I'm a newspaper woman, and I'm here to get material for a story about the real cowboys of the West.
Well, I'm a real cowboy, ma'am. Don't ask me which part's cow, though. I'm mostly bull.
I thought cowboys were bow-legged.
Huh?
I thought cowboys were bow-legged. How come you're not knee?
I got a very thin horse, man.
Well, here's your drink, Pickle. Now that'll be $2, Deadeye.
I never drink pickle before in my life. Here's your tip, 15 cents.
Thanks. Now how about the $2?
I hate money-mad people.
I say pay up.
Here, Kate, now don't point that six-shooter at me.
Either you pay up, poor flusher, or that hole in your head is going to be twins.
Well, maybe I can make a deal with Tony.
Oh, here's your money, ma'am. I'll pay for the drinks.
Oh, no, ma'am, you shouldn't have paid for them drinks. I can't allow a woman to pay for my bill.
Then I'll take it back.
Oh, no, 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 stranger. Don't do that. Just introduce yourself to me. Say, what are you writing stories of? Why don't you write one about me?
Oh, sorry, saddle bum. I'm here to write about Western heroes.
Yeah?
If I don't find any around here, I'll have to move on to El Paso.
Heroes, huh? Look, ma'am, don't you go away. I'll be right back. Hey, Pat, come here.
Yeah, what is it?
You go over to Wells Fargo and tell them that we're going to drive that stagecoach to El Paso. You'll drive and I'll ride shotgun.
Right.
Oh, it's okay. Now's my chance to fix that cowboy with the figure eight head.
Hey, did I? Where shall I put this Wells Fargo gold shipment?
Put it up here under the driver's seat.
Is it okay for passengers to climb aboard?
Yes, ma'am. Here, let me help you into the coach.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, no, ma'am. You go first. Well, don't worry, ma'am. It's nice and warm inside the coach. Are you comfortable?
Yes, thank you.
Well, let me know if I get heavy.
Hey, Jedi, get up here with me where you belong.
Okay, is everything all set?
Yeah. Vulture Kate rounded up some of the boys.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she said, tell Deadeye I hope he has a sense of humor, because I fixed up something that'll kill him.
Are you okay down there, ma'am?
Yes. Deadeye, what's in the road? Ahead?
No, read it again, gal. Throw the horse over the fence, a bale of hay.
Doing in the middle of the road?
I don't know. Probably the gas company. They're always tearing up something.
Oh, here. No, it ain't, did I? It's highwaymen staging a holdup. Ho, ho, up there. Ho.
This is a holdup. Throw down that express box.
Not so fast there, tall, fat, and ad libby. I'm did I.
What did you say?
I said I'm dead. Watch where you're shooting. You almost hit me that time.
I said throw down that box.
Well, don't yell at me. I got ears. Didn't I have? Hey, fellas, now make out like you're scared, will you? Now, when I say beat it, you run. Beat it. Don't run toward me.
Hey, Deadeye, you better hand over the gold box. They ain't kidding.
Yeah, this is that vulture bait Kate's work. That jealous old scarecrow. Look, I'm going to have to draw and slug these guys, only I can't find my gun.
It's right there in your holster.
Oh, killjoy.
Now, come on and throw down that gold.
Have you got your gun, did
I? Yeah, I got it, and I'm going to draw right now. Watch me let him have it. I'm going to liquidate him. Oh, I drew the wrong gun.
Here, use mine.
Thanks. Now I got to shoot fast. Well, either that guy bounced or I got him all with one shot.
Yeah, you got all of them.
Yeah, now for their leader.
Wait, don't shoot, Deadeye. Don't shoot.
Yeah.
Don't shoot. Give me a break.
Yeah.
I'm unarmed.
Yeah. Gun, Pat.
Yeah.
Put a gun in what? Hey, Pat, put a gun in his holster, will you? All right, partner. I'm going to count three and then we'll both draw.
Oh, no, I know you. You'll shoot before you say three.
Oh, no, I'll be far and square about this. I won't shoot until I say three.
Okay, Deadeye, he's got his gun.
Ready? Three, two, one. I can't help it if I'm backwards.
And now David Rose and his Procter & Gamble Orchestra play My Darling, My Darling. Well, well.
Say, lady, did you ever stop to figure out how many dishes you do in a day, a week, or a year? Well, it's plenty. And it's a mighty good argument for using Tide. Because Procter & Gamble's Tide makes that big job of dishwashing ever so much easier and pleasanter. Yes, Tide washes dishes cleaner than any soap. And no soap cuts grease the way Tide does either. Why, Tide seems to make grease disappear completely. With Tide, there's never a trace of scum in the water. And there's no greasy ring round the pan. Tide gives you a heaping pan full of clean-feeling suds. Kind-to-hand suds. Suds that last amazingly, even in hardest water. And when you're through, you've got dishes and glasses that sparkle clear and bright, even without wiping. That's because Tide leaves no cloudy, dulling film. Yes, ma'am, you do a lot of dishes. So do yourself a favor and do them with Tide.
And now, a page from the Mean Little Kid's Diary.
The old philosopher Ed Sedgwick once said, money can change people. Yeah, people get a few bucks and the simple things in life aren't good enough anymore. Why, they could even change Junior, the mean little kid. Mummy, mummy, mummy!
I'm in here, dear.
Where?
Junior, what happened?
I ran into the closet.
Right, for running around like a little madman. Yeah. Why can't you walk like anybody else?
Because I'm trying out my new propeller beanie.
The beanie?
Here's a letter from an attorney, a Mr. Belcher.
Oh, Mother, what is it? Well, your hands are shaking.
Yeah, well, you're acting like Gramp does when he sees water.
Lorene, your long-lost uncle, J. Putmore Felton, candy manufacturer, has named your junior his sole heir.
Oh.
We have to go up to the lawyer's office.
Junior!
What's
my little darling! You are an heir.
I know I'm an heir, but must you rub it in?
Let me explain, dear. A relative I haven't heard from in years died.
Well, maybe that's why you haven't heard from him.
Junior, that might mean that you'll inherit a lot of money.
Oh, I don't need any money. I got a piggy bank, boy, and there I got at least 75 cents in it.
Oh, 75 cents? Yeah. That's chicken feed.
Well, you certainly raise Cain when I start pecking at it, aren't you?
We have to go down to the lawyer's office and find out about the estate. Now go wash up.
Wash up? I knew there was a catch to it.
But, dear, don't you want to wash up so you can be rich?
No, I'd rather stay dirty and be poor. Or why can't I be one of the filthy rich?
We mustn't appear greedy in front of the lawyer.
Oh, no.
No, look, will one of you let go of my ear so my feet ain't touched the ground since we left house?
This must be the lawyer's office.
Are you sure?
Well, the sign on the door reads Belcher, 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 and Belcher.
Boy, what a spot for a bicarbonate salesman.
Well, let's go in.
Good afternoon. May I help you?
We wish to see Mr. Frank Belcher, please.
Well, you're early. Won't you have a seat, please? Mr. Belcher is busy right now.
Oh, yes, sir, I know. Oh, Mummy, look, Nemo. There's one of Santa Claus's reindeers. He stuck his head right through the wall.
Oh, that's not a reindeer. That's a stuffed moose head.
That's a moose head?
Yes.
Is that what a moose look like? No wonder our cat never caught one of them. Alive. I just saw him blink. I'm going to shoot it with my slingshot.
No, Junior, you might hit the window.
What do you mean I might?
Now look what you've done. Little boy, get away from that open window.
Look, I'm just going to look down to the street.
Junior, dog, come away from that window.
What's
it's 30 floors to the street.
Oh.
You might fall up and out and tie up all that dress.
Pretty hard to do when you got that lower plate wobble, you know. Hey, Nemo, what happens to me? Who would inherit my inheritance if something should happen to me?
Why, your mother and me.
I'm a dead duck now, boy. These gals prepare my meals, too, you know.
Mr. Belcher will see you now. Right through the door, please.
Go in.
Oh, Mrs. Felton, I presume.
Yes, Mr. Belcher. I'm Mrs. Felton. And this dear, sweet little gentleman is my grandson, Junior.
Well, I see he's wearing a black band in mourning for your uncle.
No, we're Republicans.
And this is Junior's mother, Mrs. Tuttle.
How do you do? I'm sorry I kept you both waiting. The reading of this will won't take very long, only a few seconds.
Oh, it's quite all right, Mr. Belcher.
Yeah, just start torping it out.
I, J. Putmore Felton, being of sound mind...
Sound mind? I thought you said this guy was a relative of ours. Anybody in our family's nutty. They're nuts. The whole family's nuts. Last night, my gramp came home, and he put his pants to bed, and he hung over the chair all night.
Quiet, Junior. Now, quiet. We we're ready, Mr. Belcher.
Yeah, go ahead, Burpee.
I, J. Putmore Felton, being of sound mind...
Oh, you can skip
and,
all that.
Yeah, skip all of that, boy. Yes, we're nuts. Yeah. We gotta get you to...
I do bequeath my entire estate consisting of $3 million.
$3 million? Lorraine, did you hear that? $3 million.
My, I never knew there was that much money in the candy business.
Maybe we can see what a steak looks like now, huh?
Oh, come on, Mother.
Please, folks, may I finish reading this will?
Later, my good man. The rest are just details.
Well, why not?
Next week will be fine. We have a lot of shopping to do.
Shopping?
Come on, Junior.
Nuts. The whole family's nuts.
Mother, must we go shopping? I hate to think of mixing in all the milling, shoving crowd.
Oh, you're right, dear. We'll just go home and shop by telephone.
Oh, boy, this is getting...
Junior.
Good.
Will you call us a cab?
You're a cab. We're going home in a cab, huh? Well, I guess that means I'll have to sit in the front with a driver and keep turning the meter off when he ain't looking, huh?
You'll do no such thing this time.
Oh.
Is this the right address, folks?
Yes. What is the fare, driver?
Yes.
98 cents.
Mm. Well, here you are. You may keep the change.
Both pennies.
Here you are.
But, madam, this is a 10.
I know, but it's soiled. Come on, Junior.
Nuts! The whole family's nuts! Well, good to be home. Good to be home.
I never realized how shabby this place looked.
Oh, don't worry, dear. We'll get the contractor started building a new home.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you want to get busy on the phone, Lorraine. I guess you'd better order a car first.
I'm going to order some silk sheets and some ermine pajamas.
Whoa, won't that tickle? Please don't forget to get a new radio.
Oh,
get a new
radio. A radio with phonograph and television combined.
Television, oh, good. And then we can watch Namor when she wrestles Gorgeous George.
You go find something to amuse yourself with.
Well, look, I don't get any attention around here since you got the money. Hey, look, Mummy, I'm walking on the couch with my dirty feet.
Oh, well, Junior, it doesn't really matter. That couch is pretty well shot anyway.
You mean I can jump on it, kick on it, try to pull the stuffings out of it and pull all the widow buttons out?
If you want to, dear.
Boy, you sure take your joy out of life.
Junior, stop interrupting us.
Oh, Lorraine, don't you think we should order some new flower vases? Vases. The ones we have are so
nuts.
Cheap. Excepting that antique one on the table next to Junior. It can't be replaced.
It'll have to be now.
Junior!
Well, I'm bending over, grab the hair, boy. Get a little action around here. Come on.
Well, why should we spank you, dear, for breaking that old dust collector?
Well, what has happened to me, widow delinquent of the childhood? I used to know around here. Life ain't the same without those homespun whippings I used to get every hour on the hour. I'm sorry that old candy man left me his estate.
Well, you're growing up, Junior, and it's time we sent you to an exclusive school.
Oh, no, I'm not going to leave the alley rat patrol. No. Not when I'm getting to be the big cheese, no.
Well, I think we ought to send the boy to a military school so he'll be well-mannered.
Military school?
That's right.
Where you drill and wear a uniform?
Yes.
And you salute?
Yes.
I'd rather be a 4F delinquent. Look, if you want to do something real nice, why don't you send some money to the Damon Runyon Cancer Research Fund and tell Walter Winchell in New York? Why don't you do that? Because tell all your friends to send some money, because today is Damon Runyon Memorial Day. Spend your money good.
And we'll do that, too, dear.
Good, good.
There's the door. It's probably the car salesman.
Well, how could it be if it was the door?
Mrs. Felton?
Yes, Mr. Doctor, come in. Yeah,
there you are, boy. You know my uncle that left me that candy fortune sure ruined my life.
Did you come to finish reading the will, Mr. Belcher?
No, I came to find out why every credit firm in town has been pestering me to pay your bills.
Well, you're our lawyer. Pay them.
With what?
The $3 million that was left to Junior by the Felton Candy Company.
My good woman, the $3 million that Jay Putmore left your grandson wasn't dollars.
Then what was it?
Jelly beans.
Jelly beans!
I get so cleaner than any soap. D-I-D-E, Tide.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.